So as we all know, today's...
Lab instructor Natasha Segal was addressing a class that was about to learn the progress of yeast cells on which they were working. Senior biology major Michaela Corner was one of them.
One of the experiments that we did, it did involve turning the yeast and editing the genes so that we ended up with pink colonies. And, you know, when we got our plates and we looked down and we had these pink colonies, we were like, you know, wow, this is like the future of science, and like we're doing it right here.
UB faculty recently introduced CRISPR technology to students because, as Dr. James Berry explained, the technique will be relevant to many of them in their careers. The possibilities include medical advancements and agricultural improvements. Concerning the latter, Berry explained how CRISPR differs from the current genetic modification of foods.
I think one of the concerns about GMO foods is they use transgenes, often genes from other organisms that are inserted into the genomes, the plant genomes. This is modification of existing plant genes. You're not taking genes from a bacteria or from an insect or anything like that and putting it into the plants. This is modifying genes that are already in the plant and just changing their function a little bit.
CRISPR is at the center of controversy stemming from China, where a scientist claims the technique was used in utero to help twin girls become more resistant to HIV infection. Berry says the scientist in question did not go through proper scientific and ethical channels. UB students WBFO spoke with say while there is the potential for many positives, there are also too many unknowns. Biological sciences senior Eva Durda.
We still do not know the whole background behind editing the human genome, especially since there might be off-target sites. It might result in other mutations that might not necessarily be positive or might not influence the person in a directly good way.
Identifying and discussing potential societal implications, good and bad, are a required part of the lab work these students will soon complete. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.